Okay.
Okay. Deanne, first question. What brought to your what made you bring your son to Newbridge?
Newbridge was the fifth rehab for my son, and we were tired of being out of state, and I gave him the phone number when he crawled into a detox, and that's where he decided to go.
Unlike other programs that our son had attended, Newbridge required the participant to take ownership and be there because they want recovery.
How has your life changed?
My life has changed.
Yes. How's your life, your son's life, changed?
Well,
somebody's changing. That's it, it's over there. Go ahead, repeat.
Our whole family's life has changed because we're all in recovery. We have great hope for my son as he's over 4 years clean. And, my son being in recovery has just made all the difference in the world.
Well, with 4.5 years of sobriety, Newbridge helped lift our family out of a crisis mode to returning to what would be considered a normal life.
Okay, Deanne, how have you changed since he's been?
I have been attending support meetings for over 5 years, and so I'm learning the recovery speak, and it helps me have a connection with my son. I've changed dramatically, and it's very weird that this crisis that nobody wants to be in with their son in life or death situation, The silver lining is we're a better family. We're stronger. We're following the principles of recovery, and it's working for all of us.
This has fundamentally changed my understanding of addiction and recovery. Addiction is not a moral failing. It's a disease. And I learned that through this recovery process that our son has attended and that we've participated in.
Deanne, what issues were you facing before your son's treatment? What issues was he facing? For example, was he going to be arrested? Was he going to be kicked out of his home? I mean, how bad did it get?
My son was homeless, and he was not allowed to live at our house because he was using drugs, and we had set that boundary. So things were pretty awful. He had been in and out of rehabs, and it had gotten to the point where he had to find recovery for himself. We could love and encourage him, but we were faced with holding an awful boundary for our son. Just all we could do is love him and hope.
Our son's addiction was really tearing our family apart. He was homeless, living on the street, very little communication, and we were frankly just waiting for a phone call for the worst. So we were in crisis mode before he entered recovery.
Let's move on. You kind of touched on this earlier. What had you tried before Newbridge to get help?
Well, I did touch on this before in that, you know, he had gone to various programs, different programs. But the thing that was different about Newbridge, and in hindsight, we can look back and see that it was just a major factor, was the long-term program that Newbridge offered and that continued support community that he could connect with. He's still connected to that in some way, which I think really helps him focus on his recovery.
Our son had tried wilderness therapy and three other recovery facilities, all relatively short-term as compared to Newbridge. And those were unsuccessful. And it wasn't until our son entered the more long-term recovery program at Newbridge that we actually saw some results.
Question. What was the difference about Newbridge as opposed to the other programs?
It takes a long time to learn to live in sobriety. And Newbridge offered that, not only the residential program, but aftercare, in that my son had to earn the right to go live in their sober house. And that was nearby. And so he still had to be connected to their rules, all the people. And one of the things that I love about Newbridge is that they build a mighty chain. There were the guys and gals ahead of him who were reaching a hand back to him to help him along. And then when he became a role model, he in turn did the same and would reach out to those coming behind him. That's it.
I think that, pardon me, the two fundamental differences were, one, Newbridge was long-term, at least 6 months or longer in the program. And then secondly, which I think was instrumental, was Newbridge intentionally caused the participants to deal with difficult situations and adversity and learn how to deal with those and cope with those issues without resorting to the use of drugs.
Because it says, how do you feel now? So I'm going to ask you, how does your son feel now?
Well, I don't know. All I can see is by his actions what he's doing. And he just graduated from college. He's first week in a job not far from here. I think he feels tremendously more self-confident. And I think he feels proud of the hard work. I think graduating from the Newbridge program was the hardest thing he'd ever done and probably the hardest thing he will ever do. And how I feel is, as he's focused on his own recovery, I am incredibly proud of him.
He definitely has a much stronger sense of self-confidence. And I agree with Deanne that graduating from the Newbridge program was far and away the most difficult thing he'd ever accomplished in his life. And I know he looks back on that as a foundation of his ability to go forward and remain sober.
Yes, I would highly recommend Newbridge. The people there work hard to help addicts. There was a point where my son was ready to bolt, and somehow the people there helped him stay. Newbridge has been there a long time, and they work really hard. I think in their hearts, they're unbelievable people.
I not only would recommend Newbridge, I have on many occasions recommended Newbridge to numerous other people. We tried a number of other programs and were not successful. But frankly, Newbridge just completely changed everything. It turned our son's lives around and possibly saved his life.
These questions are, I think, designed for users, not family members, but here it goes. How has Newbridge helped you or helped your son? I think you've kind of touched upon it. You've danced all the way around it.
Well, it's very comforting for us to know that Newbridge is there and my son is still not far from there. So he has gone back on occasion to speak at some of the groups, and that connection just makes me feel good that my son has that. So,
okay, that's great. That's a great answer.
Same question. Newbridge gave our son a community that he could live and thrive in, a community of people in similar situations seeking recovery. And I think that's absolutely critical for sustained recovery. But it also gave him the tools and skills to deal with just all the stuff that happens in life that is difficult and challenging, tools to allow him to deal with those without resorting to using drugs.
How had his use affected your family?
Addiction is a family disease, and it blew our family apart. We all had such powerful emotions of fear and anger, and denial, blame. It affected every one of us.
Is it safe to say this had never happened before in your family?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I didn't know anything about addiction until this hit our house. We were all experiencing the crisis differently. And so we kind of were isolating, and we were angry, and we were fighting, and my younger daughter, you know, was resentful. I was trying to keep her safe because I hadn't with her brother. It was an awful, awful time.
When someone in a family is using drugs, at least in our experience, what it caused was people to withdraw into their own corners, to isolate themselves, to try to deal with the crisis. And in that respect, it really separates the family. It's very painful, emotional, crisis mode. It's just something that's extraordinarily difficult to deal with.
That's a great answer. You want to add something?
No.
What can you tell me about the staff there at Newbridge?
They work hard. There's all kinds of personalities there. There was one, the program director is different now than at the time of my son. So I thought that Angela Porter was the most gifted therapist that walks the earth. I mean, I don't know if you want me to mention by name, but
as a whole,
I think that all of them, well, here's what I'll say. At my son's graduation, I cried. I saw all the people that were involved in his months of residential, and I saw how much they loved and cared for my son. And that said it all.
I just have the highest respect for the staff at Newbridge. We had a chance to interface with them numerous times over our son's tenure at the program. And most of them themselves are recovered addicts, and some even graduates from the Newbridge program. So they know about recovery, and they know about addiction, and they gain the respect of the participants in the program because they've been through that program. And because of that, they are respected by the participants. And with that, they can achieve success for a number of their kids. I have nothing but great respect for those people. They do phenomenal work.
What part of the program was especially helpful to your son, do you think?
Probably the behavioral modification, challenging him to deal with tough situations and problems and waiting for things, which is hard for people in recovery. I think that, as I said before, that it takes such a long time to learn to live in sobriety. Those challenges really caused my son to make changes in his behaviors and in his thinking, which is serving him well.
Same question.
I think the Newbridge program showed our son that recovery was possible, but that it just took it was going to take a lot of hard work and effort on his part, and that if he wanted to get his life back, it was possible. And they showed him that that was a possibility. And I agree with my wife, the behavioral modification aspect of the program, which I think differentiated it from the other programs that he had attended, was instrumental in our son's recovery.
Wait, if I wrote a...
Just think of you writing something to Angela.
What would I say? Angela is the was the program director.
Oh, okay, there you go. If you're dropping her a note and saying how much you appreciate it. I've asked this question for everybody.
I would say.
She loves sex. I didn't buy the book.
Thank you to Newbridge for hanging in there with my son, and for believing in him. There were a lot of rocky times, and I mean, just Newbridge just was there for him no matter what. I would say Newbridge was there for my son no matter what.
I would like to thank Newbridge for saving our son's life. I mean, really, nothing short of that. When you are an addict, an adolescent addict living on the street, things are bleak. And Newbridge allowed our son to come out of that deep hole and recover miraculously, to thrive, become healthy, highly functioning. And I honestly believe it's because of the Newbridge program. And we got our son back because of the Newbridge program.